This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden has landed in Geneva ahead of his Wednesday meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. A senior official in the Biden administration said Tuesday he did not expect big outcomes from Biden's first summit with the Russian president. As Air Force One landed in Geneva, the U.S. official said, quote, "We're not expecting a big set of deliverables out of this meeting." President Biden said the meeting would be critical and that he'd offer to Moscow to cooperate on areas of common interest if the Kremlin so chooses. Mr. Biden characterized Putin as, quote, "an adversary or someone who could be an adversary," end quote, and as bright and tough. Speaking at a news conference after a NATO summit in Brussels, the president said China and Russia were trying to split the transatlantic alliance, and that while he was not seeking conflict with Russia, NATO would respond if Moscow, quote, "continued its harmful activities," end quote. Ukraine does not see the risk of U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin cutting a deal on Ukraine behind Ukraine's back, the foreign minister told a briefing in Kiev Tuesday. Mr. Biden and Putin meet in Geneva this week in their first meeting since Biden became president. Ukraine has told allies it would not accept any agreements reached in discussions where Ukraine was not present, the foreign minister said. Outgoing UN Yemen mediator Martin Griffiths told the Security Council Tuesday that after 3 years of trying to broker an end to the conflict in the Arabian Peninsula country, quote, "the parties have yet to overcome their differences," end quote. Griffiths told the 15-member council during his last briefing that he hopes meetings will bear fruit. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Far-right Israeli groups plan to march in East Jerusalem Tuesday in a flag-waving procession that risks reigniting tensions with Palestinians and poses an early test for Israel's new government. Several hours before the event was due to start, incendiary balloons launched from Gaza caused several fires in fields in Israeli communities near the border with the Palestinian enclave, witnesses and the Israeli fire brigade said. Such incidents had stopped with a ceasefire that ended 11 days of cross-border fighting last month between Palestinian militants in Hamas-ruled Gaza and the Israeli military. Hong Kong's leader says her government is closely watching a nearby Chinese nuclear power plant following a news report that it might be leaking. Chief Executive Carrie Lam says government data show radiation levels in Hong Kong are normal. The plant's operators have released few details, but nuclear experts say, based on their brief public statement, the facility might be suffering a leak of gas from fuel rods inside a reactor. Taiwan said a record 28 Chinese military aircraft, including fighter jets and nuclear-capable bombers, flew into its defense zone Tuesday as Beijing hit out at international criticism of its military posturing. The incursion came a day after NATO said China's increasingly aggressive military goals threatened international order and after G7 leaders issued a landmark statement urging peace in the Taiwan Strait. Witnesses say at least 15 people were killed Tuesday in a suicide bombing at an army camp in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. A Reuters witness counted the bodies at a hospital. Officials there confirmed the dead were killed in an attack earlier in the day at an army camp. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Islamist group Al-Shabaab frequently carries out bombings in the Horn of Africa country. A Somali military officer told state media earlier Tuesday 10 new recruits had been killed and 20 others wounded when a suicide bomber detonated explosives at a checkpoint outside of a military training camp in the capital. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he will not cooperate with an investigation into the country's bloody war on drugs planned by the International Criminal Court, his spokesperson said Tuesday. Meanwhile, families of the victims cheered the probe. In what human rights groups described as a landmark step towards justice, the ICC prosecutor asked the court Monday to allow a full investigation into the killings in the brutal war on drugs, which Duterte unleashed when he took office in 2016. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.